What if I wrote letters to notorious criminals in jail and never mentioned their crimes? And what if I became their pen pal? Get it? Pen pal? Each episode of Prison Sentences focuses on one criminal, the letter I wrote to them, and the one I got back in return. In other words, a prisoner sentenced to life writing someone who needs to get a life. God, I am so funny, yet so sad. Prison Sentences, where my humor is the real crime. No, Elvis Presley did not commit a crime. Although many critics consider his 1965 film Harum Scarum to be criminal.
Go east, young man. Elvis takes his own advice and plunges into the wildest, wackiest adventures of his entire career.
This is about another Presley, Eamon Presley. After failing as an actor in Hollywood, 24-year-old Eamon Presley took a bus from Los Angeles back to his hometown of Atlanta. When his money ran out, Eamon decided to commit robberies. Because, you know, there's nothing like setting goals. It's now or never. Eamon saw a man sleeping in an outdoor area of a shopping center, but rather than rob him, Presley shot him 3 times. Right then and there, Presley experienced a self-described adrenaline high. He needed to murder more people. You could say that Presley was now all shook up. You see what I did there? All shook up. It's a Presley song, Elvis Presley. Okay, whatever. Later, Eamon shot another male in the chest. 3 days later, he shot and killed another man. Right after killing him, Presley looked for another victim. Unable to find one, he went back to the man he just killed and shot him 2 more times in the head. A week later, Presley shot and killed his first female victim. Then, a few days later, Presley jumped a subway turnstile. Officers stopped and searched him. They found a gun and a bag of ammunition on him. You see, folks, crime doesn't pay. And apparently, Eamon Presley doesn't pay for subway tokens. So, after he was caught jumping a turnstile, forensic ballistic examination confirmed that all the victims that had recently been killed were killed with Eamon Presley's gun. Eamon Presley is currently incarcerated at Telfair State Prison in Georgia. You know, Eamon's story about failed Hollywood dreams is nothing new. What I did find interesting was that Eamon had joined a street gang at the age of 12. So, I wrote Eamon Presley a letter. Hello, Mr. Presley. I was reading that at a very young age you became a gang member. How did you become part of the gang? I look forward to hearing back from you. And guess what? Eamon Presley wrote me back. Marshall, how's it going? How's the weather in Canada? We're already having hot days down here in good old Georgia. Oh, and yes, I was a gang member in Chicago, armed with a gun and plenty of illegal drugs to sell at 12 years old. The way it works in areas like Chicago is that the youth in the area will easily be recruited by already initiated affiliates, who are usually the childhood friends or biological big brothers of those prospects. Gangs are nothing more than organized violence and full of members who are misguided warriors. I can see through that fact today. Some fathers teach their sons how to hunt. My father didn't teach me much of anything at all. But my gangland brothers taught me to sell drugs and shoot a gun. That's how it works. And then, Eamon Presley, the once struggling Hollywood actor, somehow found his way into the letter. So, I've written my life story out to the equivalent of a book that I would like to humbly have published. I think people would find it quite interesting. In it, I answer such questions as my gangland origins, and much, again, I say much more. Could you help with the publishing or perhaps the promotions and sales of the book? I believe it would make a killing. I know that the word killing means a high number of sales and not to kill. Duh. LOL. Signed, Eamon Presley. Okay, then. And Eamon Presley has left the building. Well, that locks up another episode of Prison Sentences. Keep listening every week, as you never know who my pen pal will be. God, I'm funny. Prison Sentences, where my humor is the real crime.